Hello and welcome to the On The Move podcast from Sportsbackers. I'm Pete Woody with Sportsbackers, and we are a nonprofit active living organization based in Richmond, Virginia. Our mission is to keep people moving, and this podcast will focus on keeping people active and moving. We put on outdoor endurance events, host training teams year-round, and have programs aimed at bringing fitness opportunities to all corners of our area. All this brings us in contact with people and stories that are interesting and inspiring, and we'll share them on this podcast. Today's episode serves as a special preview of the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon, featuring Megan Schultz, Chief Operating Officer of Sportsbackers and Race Director for the Marathon. She's got all the details you need to know to have a great race experience in Richmond on November 12th, and we'll take a deep dive during this episode. So with that in mind, let's jump right in. We are very excited for the 45th running of the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon on November 12th, and few people anywhere know as much about the event as Megan Schultz, Chief Operating Officer for Sportsbackers and Race Director for the Marathon. So it is great to chat today and get ready for race day. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm super excited. Our whole team is super excited. So we hope everyone joining us next Saturday is ready to go.
So you had an associate running around in the background there a minute ago, just for anyone who might, if we might hear from her again, tell us who that is.
Oh yeah. My daughter Ashlyn is behind us. You know, my number one job is certainly mom. So, she's a little under the weather, today. So I'm on afternoon duty. So I get to enjoy talking to Pete though, in between it all.
Well, thanks for pulling double duty. We appreciate it. So I guess first, give us a vibe check, as the kids like to say, about the marathon. How are you feeling about this year's race?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. You know, we are up nearly 2,000 people from last year, which is just a big testament to the race that our team puts on and that our city welcomes everyone each year. So it's great to see growth from that perspective. But just in general, I think the energy that the marathon brings race day to the Richmond region is just something that I look forward to every year. And so from a vibe check, things are feeling really, really good.
Well, that's great. And so we mentioned Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon, also, of course, the CarMax Richmond Half Marathon, VCU Health Richmond 8K. By the time we release this episode, it'll be race week. So for anyone who wants to run but hasn't actually signed up yet, is registration still available? When's the deadline to register? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so registration is available right through race morning, though we certainly recommend you sign up sooner rather than later. But all three distances, registration is available. So if you go to richmondmarathon.org, you're able to register then. Of course, then our expo will be open Thursday 4 to 7 and Friday 11 to 8. And so that's when you'd come and pick up your packet. But you can register both of those days. And like I said, even up to race morning. So if you wake up just feeling fresh, you can come down and register right at the Dominion Energy Center off of Grace Street.
So you mentioned richmondmarathon.org for registration, but that's got schedules, course maps, traffic information, anything you need as a participant, anything your friends and family would need as spectators is all there online as well.
Yeah. The website's certainly a great resource. And by the time this runs, if you're a participant, you should have received our race guide that is hitting inboxes today. So that'll also be just another great resource. It'll have all kinds of quick links available to get you where you need to go.
You mentioned it a minute ago, some really positive registration trends, really encouraging to see. Tell us a little bit more about that, what the total number of participants will look like on race day, that type of stuff.
Yeah. So I think by the time we're all said and done, we're going to be just under 16,000 or maybe right at it, which is just awesome. Last year, we were just over 14,000 total participants across all three distances. And so, I mean, I think like everyone in the race industry, you know, we're starting to really start comparing to 2021 and really continue to look forward, not thinking about pre-pandemic. You know, we all live in a different world. And so when we see these positive trends based on last year's numbers, that's really what we're focused on. And, you know, I think people are eager to continue to get back out and more people are comfortable. And So it is definitely very, very positive. From a breakdown perspective, our half marathon will likely be around 8,000, which is the distance that has seen the most growth. And then our full will be around 4,800 or so. And then the 8K around 3,000. So again, just really, really solid numbers and a good indication that folks are definitely excited to be back out and racing and eager to come to Richmond.
Yeah, people are definitely excited. I feel that too, just in the discussions about the race this year, not just participants, but sponsor engagement, partner engagement, volunteer group engagement, which is such a huge part of what we do. So yeah, lots of excitement and enthusiasm. And I know we're both happy about that. So let's get into the details, really, and start with the Walmart Health and Fitness Expo. Tell us, when is that and where it's taking place?
Yeah, so we will be out at the Richmond Raceway, and we'll be at their kind of infield location. So you'll have a great view of the track itself, which is really kind of cool. We'll be at the Richmond Raceway in the infield section. The expo's Thursday, November 10th from 4 to 7, and Friday, November 11th from 11 to 8. And I mean, you just talked about just kind of the excitement above and beyond participants and such. I mean, we feel that same kind of level of excitement at the expo. The number of vendors we have are up. Our sponsor engagement's going to be great there. We've got a donut food truck going to be there on Thursday. I believe we'll have character opportunities, all kinds of good stuff going on at the expo. So it's certainly not going to be just a place for you to come and get your packet. It'll be an event in and of itself. And certainly I'd be remiss to not mention that our awesome race merchandise will be there and available to folks to purchase. So just a lot of good stuff to enjoy at the expo before we see you race day.
Yeah, it's like you're reading off my notes here about sponsors and vendors and the Sports Packer store. But that's such a great way to get some gear to sort of help celebrate your accomplishment and see all that. And, you know, as you said, get your race bib, get your race packet, but really kicks off the excitement of race weekend. So that's a fun way to do it and a fun place to do it. I really enjoyed being at the raceway, and that kind of hybrid space they have makes it really accommodating and open and welcoming.
Yeah, it actually is a really, really cool space. It's not every day you get to walk into a NASCAR track and kind of be surrounded by that. So it's certainly unique from that perspective. But, you know, the other thing I love about the expo is it just tends to be a time where, like, you're going to see friends, you're going to really relate with everyone there. You guys are about to embark on something that has taken a ton of time and energy. And so I think that being surrounded by like-minded people in this one place, there's just a certain level of energy that just creates. And so that I always enjoy being able to see people and chat and talk through kind of that nervous energy as race day approaches.
Yeah, it should be a fun couple of days. I know our friends at Walmart will be out there, among other vendors and activations. They'll have their wellness team there doing some health screening and offering vaccinations and flu shots. So thanks to them for their support of the expo and just active living in general. So it should be a fun couple of days at the raceway for the expo. And that leads us to Saturday, November 12th, the big day. So let's start with the starting lines. When and where does each race kick off on November 12th?
Yeah, so we'll start kind of in order of the schedule. So at 7 a.m., that will kick off our VCU Health Richmond 8K. That start line is at Broad and 8th Street. And then that will be followed by the first wave of our half marathon at 7:30 a.m. So the CarMax Richmond half marathon will start at Broad and 7th. And as I just mentioned, that is a wave start. And so we will send 11 waves off every 2 minutes. So that race start will run from 7:30 with the final wave going off at 7:50. And then the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon start is over on Grace and 5th. And that will be at 7:45. So a jam-packed morning all before 8 o'clock. So it should be really good. We have a ton of stuff at the start to kind of help start kick off your experience from Estes Bag Check trucks, which will be available for all three distances. Our partners at VCU Health will be available. And then we will have a ton of staff members and volunteers that will be milling around and available to answer questions, point you in the right direction. We truly couldn't do what we do in general without the number of volunteers that we have out.
Lots of energy and excitement for sure at the start lines for all three of those races. Again, from my notes, which you just must have read, Bag Check is back. Anyone who wants to check some gear before the race, the team at Estes really helps us out with that and makes that pretty simple process. So that's just a logistical note for people thinking about what they're doing in the morning. And of course, we're biased. We think the courses are great. They're very scenic. They show off the best of Richmond. The course support from spectators and volunteers, I think, really helps set our races apart. So tell us about some of the spectator options, the NBC 12 party zones, what's going on at those places during the race for people to get out and cheer and see their friends and family and loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, 26.2 miles is a long way. So we want to be able to provide a ton of opportunities for you to see loved ones. Certainly at the start and finish are some obvious locations, but out on the course is actually really where it's at. There is just so much energy out there, the way the neighborhoods and spectators and our volunteers are out supporting our runners. And we very specifically have four NBC 12 party zones. And these party zones are great in that they will have a DJ or band at each of them. We will have cowbells. We'll have what we call Go Mom signs, so signs that you can kind of fill in the go for what whoever you're cheering on that day. We'll have Sharpies there, and it ends up just being a great gathering place for spectators. So you guys actually bring the level of energy up even another level. And what's great about the NBC 12 party zones too is on our website and in the race guide, we have very specific directions that get you from one party zone to the next, obviously taking in mind the road closure. So it's a really great tool for you to be able to get around the course and see your loved ones. So on the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon course, there are three total party zones. And then on the CarMax Richmond Half Marathon course, there are two party zones. So yeah, those are certainly a great, great place to go out and spectate.
And I've heard NBC 12 might have some crews out there, some of their personalities out there on race day at the party stops too. So thanks to them for that coverage and support. And if you want to get on TV, that might be the place to go to show how much you're cheering for your loved ones on race day. And that's in addition to the water stops, junk food stops, wet washcloth stops, and of course the famous pickle juice stops that are helping just the runners meet their goals and get to the finish line. And as we said earlier, really all those things are made possible by great volunteers and the support they offer us on race day.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you start to get into kind of the participant support and the course amenities, if you will, that is, Pete, you said that is really where we shine. It is really second to none. When it comes to the course support, both through our volunteers and then the amenities themselves. So we have water stops every 2 miles up until mile 20, and in which it starts to be every mile to the finish line. All the water stops feature obviously water, but also our noon hydration, as well as a port-a-john. And then we have brought back our wet wash cloths, two locations on the full course and one location on the half. We've got our junk food stops, which will have some Coke, Oreos, gummy bears, pretzels, all the things that you didn't know you needed or wanted on race day. And then, like you said, the pickle juice stop. I think you'll probably see a life-size pickle there, would be my guess from the volunteer group that we have coming there. And then, you know, we have the party zones, but we actually have bands and cheer groups throughout the entire course. We will have 20 plus bands, DJs, or cheer groups throughout the entire course that really help hopefully pick you up when you might be hitting a wall, or kind of keep you going as you're feeling like a really great stride. Really whatever you're kind of in need of, if it's momentum, if it's continued momentum, then you know, hopefully we have something out there that can provide that kind of support.
So all of that is out there to help you get to the finish line, help participants get to the finish line. And that's where you'll get your well-earned finisher medal, your other finisher items, some great swag, and then head to the CoStar post-race party on Browns Island. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at the post-race party. What can people expect there?
Yeah, so we're really appreciative of CoStar as our partner on the post-race party. I mean, obviously, the all-important medals will be there. They will be there to greet you as you cross the finish line, which is great. We love this year's medals. So they'll look really good around your neck. And then as you make your way onto Browns Island, we will, of course, have music, beer provided by Hardywood, Mamitas, which is a seltzer tequila drink. So all the mixings for a great party afterwards. Of course, we'll provide post-race food, and we're so thankful to Papa John's for being back with us again this year to provide pizza as a part of that post-race food. Our massage tent is back. That was one of the things that, again, we were very cautious about last year, given the kind of indoor nature of that tent, but that is back and ready to go for this year. And like I said, of course, music will be there. And similar to the expo, like, you guys will be there. There's just so much energy that the participants provide because of the accomplishment that was just made. And it's just so, so cool to be on the island and just seeing everyone with the smiles on their faces, you know, and thinking about what they just did, talking about what they just did. It's a pretty special place to be.
A great way to celebrate the accomplishment, a great setting downtown right on the James River, great place to show off your medals and your swag and those sort of things. So speaking of medals, we got to give a shout out to the Richmond Challenge participants who take on all three race distances, one on race day and the other two on their own during the month of November. And that is a robust medal that they're going to get.
I have joked that if you were doing the Richmond Challenge, you should go pick that medal up first from our merchandise tent on the island and then go get your pizza, because it literally could be used as the plate for the pizza. It is so big, but you know what? It should be. Like, that's really impressive. So just for those listening, the Richmond Challenge is for those that complete all three race distances. Most people are doing one in person on race day, though there are some that might try to go out and do the 8K and then turn around and do the half or the full that day. But then the other two are completed virtually sometime in the month of November. So a pretty, like I said, impressive accomplishment. And so trust me, the medal will suit the level of accomplishment there.
Yeah, it's huge. It looks really cool. Huge. I don't know how people display their medals, but they're going to need to make sure that one is hung on like a stud in the wall.
That's right. Yeah, need the stud finder out. I agree.
Well, we talked about a few sponsors and partners, but I want to give a special mention to VCU Health and their events medical team. I know they play a really big role on race day and have done so for the past few years, right?
Yeah, no, VCU Health they're just a great, great partner to work with in general, and certainly the medical support that they're able to provide. You know, we obviously hope they're bored, but they're there to support you if it's needed. And so we have medical support both at the finish line and on Browns Island for when the race is over, but we certainly have support at the start line. And then throughout the course, VCU Health has tents at mile 14, as well as mile 22, which is mile 9, I believe, of the half. And then I should also mention, we have great, great partners at Richmond Fire and Richmond Ambulance who are providing a lot of the mobile support on race day through bike medics and mini ambulance support and gaiters and medic units. We're really grateful to have great partners. And, you know, while I'm mentioning public safety agencies, we could not do this event without the Richmond Police Department. They are a critical piece to the success of the Richmond Marathon. And they are just so great to work with, them and PD Brooks, our traffic control partner. So a big shout out to both of them for helping really secure the course and make things safe on race day.
Yeah, they really do a great job with that. And I think it's probably worth mentioning for folks who are running and then will be heading home later in the day or aren't running, but supporting people. Like, they do a great job securing the course, but then they do their best to get it open again once it's done. So people keep that in mind if you're traveling around town on race day because of the race or because of other stuff, that they're just doing their best once runners have cleared a section of course to get it back open again. So that's just worth keeping in mind when you think about letting people know about the race and the course and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a great point. We obviously know that the marathon has a ton of impacts on the city, but we also know that the positive outweigh any traffic concerns. And like you just said, I mean, Richmond Police and PD Brooks do a great, great job of getting things open as quickly as possible. So that's great.
All right, one more question before we wrap up, Megan. As we said earlier, this is the 45th running of the race, and it's earned the reputation as America's friendliest marathon. I think this is your 15th year working it. Is that right? Do you know?
That is, yeah. Yeah, that's wild. Yes.
So I guess, you know, what does it really mean to you to be part of an event like this and trying to live up to that America's friendliest marathon reputation each year?
Yeah, I mean, I think what is wonderful is that America's friendliest marathon is actually so genuine to who we actually are and like who we are as a city, who we are as a race, as a team of volunteers and staff and partners. It is just kind of naturally who we are. And so living up to it, frankly, in a lot of ways can be kind of easy because we want the absolute best experience for those joining us on race day. And everyone that has a hand in making race day happen knows kind of that mantra, and we totally live by it, and we want to be able to provide an experience that's memorable and keeps folks coming back. You know, we truly though couldn't do it, as they say, it takes a village, and the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon is certainly no different. This event is a huge, huge asset to the Richmond region, and it would not be possible without the participants, volunteers, and a ton of the partners we've mentioned throughout this conversation, both from a sponsor perspective to Richmond Police, PD Brooks, kind of all of these people we've mentioned and likely some that we haven't. It is one of the best days in Richmond, though. It is just such a great time of year to be running around this course. It's beautiful, both from the neighborhood perspective, along the river, your downtown. You really are seeing the best of our city, and there's a lot of best parts to see. So we're just super excited to welcome everyone into town and to welcome our locals to race day. So, and again, it just wouldn't be possible without so many different players making it. So yeah, we're excited to have another America's Friendliest Marathon on November 12th.
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. So one last time, all the info you need is online at richmondmarathon.org. So check that out. And we can't wait for race day. So Megan, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some more insight into the race.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I guess my daughter, if you heard at the beginning of the podcast, is I'm at home with her right now. The tablet must have worked because there's not a peep. So I'm like kind of nervous to go back into the house, but also hoping. We're just right in front of the tablet, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure everything is fine in there.
Yeah.
We're doing some educational activity and some
I think you're probably right.
Activity, so that's just, again, a testament to your parenting skills.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right, great. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks again to Megan for joining this episode and giving us so much insight into the Allianz Partners Richmond Marathon, CarMax Richmond Half Marathon, and VCU Health Richmond 8K. November 12th promises to be another special day, and I hope you're as excited about it as we are. All the info you need is available at richmondmarathon.org, so check that out and follow @sportsbackers on social media as well. Until the next episode, thanks for tuning in.